What's a fucked up thing that your ex did to you?
I'm gonna make this as quick as possible. I'm working at a very famous theme park that's run by a mouse at this time. I meet person B on a very popular dating app called Grindr. I'm sure you've heard of it. We start talking, and he says, "Hey, I'm down at Disney for a couple days, and like, let's meet up in the parks." And we have a really fun date at Magic Kingdom. Goes great. He's got this gorgeous Maleficent tattoo. I absolutely loved it. He says, "I really want to be with you, but the problem is I live out of state." And I'm like, "Oh man, that sucks." And like an idiot, I said, "Oh, let's try and do the long distance thing." And he's like, "Oh, I would love that, whatever." He sends me stuff on Valentine's Day. He really kind of spoils me. It's a little obnoxious, but whatever. So then, like, a month passes by and he says, "Hey, I really want to move down to Florida to be with you, but I would need to get an apartment, I would need to get a job. And I just have to start fresh." And I said, "I did exactly that. I can help you find that apartment. I can help you find a job, and we do whatever." So what happens next is he moves down to Florida. He bunks with me for exactly one day. Then we go to his new apartment where I help him unpack everything. I help him move in. I vouch for him, saying that he's going to be able to pay the rent. It's awful. He then drops the bomb on me and says, "Oh man, my friends are coming down for a weekend trip to Disney. I really wish I could go with them." This wasn't a weekend, this was like 5 days. Clown makeup on, I said, "Why don't I get you into the parks? I've got comp tickets and guest passes. Let me help you out." He says, "Oh, really? That would be so cool." So I get him into the parks with his friends. It's fine, whatever. His friends are wonderful, right? By the way, we're officially calling each other boyfriends at this point, so it's like serious, whatever. I get him into the parks, they have the fun, and it turns out that during this whole process, one of his friends pulls me aside and says, "Hey, I'm glad you and person B found each other. I need to get you informed as to what he's about." And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" She's like, "Well, he's a pathological liar. He lies about a lot of really inane bullshit. And I just want to like ask you something because he told me something that was kind of alarming and I need you to confirm it." I'm like, "Oh my God, what is it?" What person B had told his friend was, "I need to move down to Florida. Connor, my boyfriend, has AIDS and I need to go take care of him." Like, let that sit and sink in. He told his friend, "I need to move out of state to be with my boyfriend because I have to go take care of him because he has AIDS." Yeah. So she tells me this, and I have to tell her, "No, that's not the case. Person B has lied to you. I do not have any ailment or disease of any kind that requires attention." So, yeah, no, that did not happen. After I confront him about this, he says, "Oh, yeah, no, that, like, I never said that. Like, she's crazy. Like, don't believe her." And I'm like, "Okay, sure, Jan, whatever." Bad vibes already in my head. Literally the next day, I mean, I'm talking like the minute his friends leave Disney, I text him the next day. I was like, "Hey, what are you up to? Do you want to grab lunch or something?" He says, "Oh, I'm not available." And I'm like, "Oh, maybe he's job hunting. Maybe he's doing something." I'm like, "What's going on?" He says, "I'm moving back to state that I'm from." "I'm sorry, what?" He said, "Yeah, I'm on the road. I'm on the highway. I'm in Georgia right now." You told me we were gonna get lunch the next day, and you're just like, "Oh, I'm just gonna move back to the state that I'm from." I'm like, "What the fuck is going on?" He's like, "Yeah, I just didn't like Florida. It wasn't for me." And I'm like, "Okay, you used me for park admission. You lied about me to your friends. Nobody trusts you now, and you're like a complete social pariah." I think that's a little fucked up, don't you?